Bobby, great getting together, getting on the Atrium podcast here. Just want to jump in and kind of talk about your experience here, why you got into real estate, how you jumped into Atrium, kind of left that corporate position, jumping on with us, and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent about the last 8 years working for Amazon as an operations manager, senior manager. All the meantime, I started getting into my own real estate properties, buying and selling properties through yourself and another real estate agent down in South Florida. And I started really enjoying real estate and I started really liking it. So while working at Amazon in my full-time position, I developed a passion for real estate. So last year when you had contacted me about starting Atrium Realty, partnering with Veterans United, my passion for real estate really took me into this business with you. I started over the last couple of years really enjoying working with customers. I started doing Airbnbs, buying and selling my own houses. So I really enjoyed the customer service side of things, as well as all the other aspects that go into real estate, whether it be the negotiations, the designing of a house, picking out your lot, picking out the house.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun getting involved with real estate. That was one of my big reasons for getting involved in Atrium Realty with you, with all of the team, was just kind of that passion, the enjoyment behind it, doing something I like, doing something I'm having fun with. So that's kind of what brought me into real estate.
Right. That's great. Well, we love having you here. And a big thing for me and you coming on is understanding that you could have chosen any other company out there. There's tons of real estate companies here in Florida. So I just want to say, I really appreciate you, you know, entrusting your career with Atrium and working with us and kind of joining the team. So
yeah,
we appreciate that. So from your time from joining, onboarding and getting on here with Atrium, you know, how was that experience with that from onboarding, you know, starting your career? You've been here about 7-8 months now. So you got your feet wet. You're right in the mix of it. So how was that for you?
Yeah, I think there's two sides to the equation. You have real estate's an entrepreneurial experience. You kind of blaze your own path and set your own destiny. And on the other hand, you have a company that's there to support you and work with you through team meetings, getting your business cards, getting your website set up. So there's two avenues that you kind of find yourself going down. And it's been a good experience for me. I think one of the things that I like about the entrepreneurial side is when you wake up in the morning, ideally you control your own book of business and you control your own destiny there. So your attitude, your positive mentality, that's going to dictate the results that you get at the end of the day. And then on the other side of the equation, you're working with the company where you have resources, the ability to bounce ideas off of other teammates, off yourself, off the other real estate agents, off of Sam, off the broker. You've got that support structure that's there as well too. So it's been a very good experience. And I think there's, you know, like I said, there's two sides to the equation that you get to really work with. That's been a lot of fun for me so far.
Right. Great. So since being here at Atrium, like I said, 7 months, I think that's where you're at about right now, 7-8 months maybe. What's been your favorite thing about Atrium and the structure, and how we work and how we do things over here compared to a previous job or just how you're enjoying it now?
Yeah, I think from what I've enjoyed about Atrium Realty is some of the simple things, right? You get your business cards, you get all your for sale signs, you get your website. Yeah, you kind of get that critical infrastructure that you need to go out and kind of pass these pens, pass these notebooks, business cards along to the customers, which is that the most important thing? No, but it's the things that you need to kind of run and get your business going.
Right.
The other thing that I've appreciated about Atrium Realty so far is the ability to bounce ideas and get feedback from leadership. So when I'm, although I've been buying and selling my own houses and Airbnbs for the last couple of years, every transaction is different. So there's numerous things that I go across while working with clients that I didn't experience while I was buying and selling my own houses. So I need to get answers to those solutions and I need to find solutions fast because some customers are in time sensitive situations.
Right.
So being able to ask questions to other agents, to you, to Sam, the broker, et cetera, allows me to be a more effective agent. I can quickly turn around to the customer, fix and resolve the situation, and then move forward with other customers. So that's been something that's isn't really the simple side of things, but is a important side of things.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's great. And we're definitely here to support help you grow your business. And one of the big things what I love about, you know, I was at a previous brokerage for 6 years before coming into Atrium and with Veterans United. And a big thing for me was we have this huge backing of Veterans United, a huge established enterprise with, you know, different businesses within and huge departments. You know, they have marketing, they have accounting, they have all these different resources right. that the normal real estate brokerage does not have.
Right.
So I really feel like with you entrusting us and getting your foot in the door here early with Atrium is really going to set you up for success and enables you to really tap into these resources that a lot of other companies don't offer to their agents.
Yeah. And talking about resources, one thing that I'd talk about there is during our team meetings, we often have these once a week sessions where we have leaders in the industry, really, really big market experts. They're realtors. They're the best in their areas, whether they be from Virginia, the West Coast, wherever it is. They're doing a lot of business, top 1%. And for us to have access to them is really important because I love hearing what the best people in the industry are doing. I love picking their brains and, hearing the different things that they do to grow their business. But what I also like about the resources is how at Atrium Realty, we have people on the back end who are recording all of these video sessions that we have, placing them in our back office. So if I can't make a meeting or if I have a long car drive coming up and I just want to replay a meeting back, I have the ability to, like you said, tap into those resources and do it. For example, that the gentleman that came on recently that does excellent with social media.
Up in Virginia market. His name is Jason Cheperdak.
Yep.
And this guy is just his social media and just his business. I mean, he's phenomenal. So,
and his hour-long session with us, that video session was so good. I love that at Atrium Realty, I have the ability to play it back. So when I go down to Port St. Lucie in 2 days, that car drive down is 3 hours. That's a video that I'm going to play back because there was almost too much to take away in that one session. So I need more time to digest that video. So again, to your point, having people in our corner that are archiving all this stuff really gives us those resources that you're alluding to right there.
Right. Yeah. And he's not the only, you know, we have Greg Chaplin up in Virginia as well, you know, Mark Pattison out in San Diego. So Veterans United really has so many different connections with agents around the country that are top performing that they're able to set that up with Atrium, get us in front of those people and really have these just huge mastermind sessions.
Yeah.
That's going to be benefiting the agents, which are great. And then for having all those resources and tools, that's provided by Atrium. So your current business right now, where you are right now, you have about 14 people under or 14 closed clients right now. Maybe a little more. I haven't checked. This was 2 weeks ago. And then a few under contract. And you have some self-generated and also some referrals from Veterans United as well. So in terms of that, you know, how do you feel about your current business right now and where you are? And maybe where do you think you want that business to be in the next 6 months?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that one of the things I've enjoyed about Atrium Realty and Veterans United is I've had the opportunity to work referrals from Veterans United, referrals that come in on the inbound side. I'm able to talk to them, set up appointments, go out and show them properties, and also at the same time, work my own sphere of friends, family members I have in the area that are looking for properties or just looking to invest and make money. So it's been a, like you said, about 14, 15 deals I've closed out in my first 6, 7, or 8 months. It's been fun. I've enjoyed the experience of working that side of the business and working those deals and closing out deals. And, you know, too, I think to your credit and to my credit, making sure my customers are having a good experience is at the forefront of everything I do.
Yeah, customer service.
Someone's buying a $400,000-$600,000 house. I need to make sure that I am walking them into that house. They know what's going on and they're getting the product that they want with the customer service that they deserve. So, I've done like 15 deals so far in my first 6, 7 months, ideally going into year two, I'd like to do 30 deals, at this time next year. And you kind of like double my book of business. Obviously not trying to rush anything or make something happen too fast, but as you continue to learn more, the real estate process gets easier. You've seen what goes on, so you can kind of more quickly overcome things. But it's been a great experience. And I think to your question there, being able to work referrals who are mostly veterans, people that are fighting for the country and working for the country, and then also work my own side of business as well, too, this has been a lot of fun. Right. And an enjoyable experience.
I've been having fun working with you, man. Yeah. And like to see you out there crushing it. Mm-hmm. And with those referrals that you're getting and versus your self-generated business, you know, that sphere, that friend, those friends, that family member that wants to purchase a house or previous colleagues over at Amazon. Mm-hmm. With that being said, working both of those, do you see a difference in working kind of that self-gen business and also how you work those referrals coming in to the leads? I know they're two different lead pools.
Two different types of client. Yeah.
So kind of go into that, explain a little bit, you know, how you work that, and then also how you work like a self-generated client, which is a little more organic, right?
Right.
It's a little more organic versus, hey, you know, you're getting the referral to VU, it comes into your portal and all of that.
Yeah, I think what I assess on a customer is what is their timeline and what is their level of knowledge. You know, and level of knowledge can also be, do they have any stage fright? Are they a little nervous? Or are they hungry and they're motivated to go do a deal? You know, if someone's got a timeline where they're looking to buy over 30 to the next 60 days, this customer's got some more patience. So whether they're a self-gen or a referral, I'm going to, you know, kind of stick and work with the timeline they have. If somebody's like, hey, I've got a rental that I'm living in and it's expiring soon, I need to find a house soon. Great.
Speed to the lead.
Yep. We're going to be working together closely over the next 24 to 48 hours. We're going to go look at multiple developments today, tomorrow. And that's the same whether it's a referral or if it's a self-gen. So I assess the customer. I see what is their timeline? What is their urgency looking like? And then I work with them from there. And I also assess, regardless of where they came from, their level of knowledge, because I want it to be a learning experience for my customer. Real estate is a different world. There's different acronyms. It's a different language model.
It's a whole nother world.
Yep. It's a totally different world, and you have to learn the language model. So I want all my customers to also feel like they're having an educational experience too that they can take with them to wherever they go next. So whether they're a self-gen lead or a referral that's coming in, I want to make sure that they're learning throughout the process, all those acronyms, all those terms, the market, the way the market shifts, the way the market can shift, and we don't know how it's going to shift. So all of those things I consider to be a very important experience, whether it's a self-gen client or it's a referral coming in.
Right. Great. Well, Bobby, I appreciate you coming on, man. I'm glad we got to go over everything here. I appreciate all the work. I know you actually have to go set up some showings for this weekend as well.
Yes.
It's a Friday afternoon, and Bobby's got a bunch of stuff set up for this weekend as well. So I really appreciate you going over all that, and good job on all the work you're doing out there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Absolutely. I appreciate it, George, and thank you very much for having me on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank